And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and southern Massachusetts since 1939. This small business treats you like family, truly a business with heart, supporting local organizations like WJMJ, giving back to the community, and offering customers personalized one-on-one attention with the human touch. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
Welcome. Come on in. Make yourself at home. You're in the Afterglow, and this is where friends meet and become family. Monday through Friday at this time to relax after a busy day of worry and stress and strain. You know how it is. Thanks for being part of this great WJMJ family. This is our time together, beyond whatever life chooses to deal us for the day. Whatever it takes, a healthy attitude helps get us back into perspective. We'll get through it. We will. And beyond it, actually, to better days, brighter, sunnier, warmer, cooler, whatever makes you feel at peace. So put away the cares and know that life is good. Yes, indeed. So let's just enjoy an hour of comfortable music with some inspiration on the side, thinking daring thoughts together in the Afterglow. That's called Watershed with Michael Gattell. And we're in the Afterglow on WJMJ. Thank you for coming along with me. I enjoy your company. Well, it was back on October 12th, 1999, that the world was given a baby boy in Bosnia. But it wasn't just any baby. It was the 6 billionth person on the planet Earth. 22 years ago, the UN declared October 12th the day of 6 billion, and the world is continuing to grow. The world's population is considered impossible to really count because there are so many underdeveloped countries, so the 6 billion number is more of a guess. And that baby boy in Bosnia was actually the symbol of the 6 billionth person because approximately 3 babies are born each second. This would soon be trumped because Halloween of 2011 brought the birth of the 7th billionth person, and today it's estimated that the world population is 7.9 billion people. Well, we'll officially have 8 billion people on Earth before you know it. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there, but we should try to get along with all of them. Picture it. Some can't even get along with members of their own family, never mind getting along with close to 8 billion people. Well, it's called making peace worldwide through friendship, for sure. It's possible, yes. Just remember, there is one thing that all 7.9 billion of us have in common. We were all created in the image and likeness of God. We all have a heart, So why not try to touch every person's heart one at a time? And today is the birth anniversary of the man that made opera accessible for a wide audience, Luciano Pavarotti. Pavarotti was born in 1935 in Modena, Italy, and unlike me, was blessed with the gift of perfect tone, even in the highest of ranges. He used his gift to become an opera singer in Italy, then became a regular performer at the Metropolitan Opera House in Manhattan back in 1968. But Pavarotti became a name within popular culture when he teamed with Placido Domingo and José Carreras to create the Three Tenors. They became famous after their performance when they put on a concert for the 1990 Soccer World Cup in Rome. They started touring around the world, and their album, The Three Tenors in Concert, is the highest-selling album in classical music history. Pavarotti still performed solo on the side and became known for his humanitarian work as well. He would host concerts with some of the world's most famous performers and raise money for several UN causes. Unfortunately, Luciano Pavarotti uttered his last note on September 6th of 2007 in his hometown of Modena. And on the 86th anniversary of his birth, we remember his breathtaking voice. So here's the great Pavarotti with a familiar piece called Funiculi Funicula. Sing along, if you're so inclined. And we're in the afterglow, where we take time to relax, think good thoughts, and replace the stress of life with an unbridled zest for life. That was Luciano Pavarotti and Funiculi Funicula, the famous Neapolitan song written by Italian journalist Peppino Turco and set to music by Italian composer Luigi Denza back in 1880. It was composed to commemorate the opening of the first funicular cable car on Mount Vesuvius. The 1880 cable car was later destroyed by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 1944. Well, here's where we take some time to reach for the best that life has to offer us. Each evening, I share a brief reflection on some aspect of the business of living that challenges us to stretch beyond wherever we are today in anticipation of where we'd like life to be tomorrow. So we journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. You know, too many people waste valuable time and precious resources wondering what other people are thinking, intending, or doing. Rather than just asking them for clarification, they make assumptions, usually assuming against themselves, and then make decisions based on those assumptions. Successful people, on the other hand, don't waste time assuming or wondering. They simply check it out. I'm wondering if, or, would it be okay to, or, are you feeling? They're not afraid of rejection, so they ask. You see, people always imagine the worst when they don't know what is true. So, what's the fundamental problem with assuming anything? It's that people are usually the most afraid of that which they don't know. Instead of checking into things, they assume facts that may not exist, then build prejudices around those assumptions. They make bad decisions based on these assumptions, on rumors, or on other people's opinions. Consider the difference when you know all the facts, the actual facts, about a situation, about a person or a problem or opportunity. Then you can make decisions and take actions on the basis of what is real rather than what you are making up. A speaker was conducting a seminar where one attendee was sitting in the back of the room and he looked like he just didn't want to be there. He looked hostile and withdrawn. He had his arms crossed over his chest. He had what looked like a permanent scowl on his face and looked like he hated everything that the speaker had to say. If the speaker wasn't careful, he knew he'd end up focusing on that student and his apparent hostility to the detriment of everyone else in the room. As you can imagine, no speaker wants to hear that an audience member was forced to come to the seminar by his boss, or that he is unhappy with the material, or even worse, that he dislikes the speaker himself. Given this participant's body language, it would have been easy to assume one of these things to be the case. Instead, the speaker checked it out. He approached the class member during the first break and said, "I can't help but notice you don't look like you're in a really good space. I was wondering if maybe the workshop's not working for you. Or maybe you were sent here by your boss against your will and you really don't want to be here. I'm just really concerned." At that point, his entire demeanor shifted. He said, "Oh no, I'm loving everything you're saying. But I feel like I'm coming down with the flu. I didn't want to stay home and miss this because I knew how good it would be. It's taking every ounce of my concentration just to be here, but it's worth it because I'm getting so much out of it." Wow. If the instructor hadn't asked, he could have ruined his whole day assuming the worst. How many times do you make assumptions, good or bad, without checking them out? Do you assume without checking when a special project is due that all parties will deliver on time? Do you assume without checking that what you're providing is what everybody needs? Do you assume without checking at the end of a meeting that everyone is clear on who is responsible for getting which action items done by which date? Imagine how much easier it would be to not assume and instead say, "George, you're going to complete the report by next Friday, right? And Beth, you're going to get a quote from the printer by Tuesday at 5, right?" Now that's where faith meets life.
We can do no great things. We can do no great things. We can do no great things. Only small things with great love. We can do no great things. We can do no great things. We can do no great things. Only small things with great love. Use us as instruments, simple vessels of your peace. Inspire in us pure hearts of understanding. To know that in your warm embrace, our beings will find rest.
Okay, so relax with me. That was Liam Lawton with Great Love. Yes, that's the name of the song, With Great Love. I'm Father John, and you and I are together this evening in the Afterglow on WJMJ at 88.9. Now some tidbits of information that should help to make you smarter, more dignified, sharper than your average man or woman walking on the wrong side of the street. Where were you on October 12th, 1953? October 12th, 1953.
The Bob Hope Buick Show, with these stars as guests.
Today marks the 68th anniversary of the premiere of The Bob Hope Show. Fresh off his success with Bing Crosby in the Road film series, Bob Hope was given a variety show. And during the first season, he hosted the Colgate Comedy Hour. And during the later seasons, his show was seen replacing and then alternating with Milton Berle. The show would start with Hope doing a monologue.
Now, I'm happy to be back on television, a new season, and I want to tell you, I can't shoot a gun, I can't ride a horse, and I'm not a private eye. But here I am, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Frontier Coward.
The Bob Hope Show was moved to Tuesday nights and lasted until 1956, but Bob Hope's trademark line, Thanks for the Memory, came from the show's closing song, Thanks for the Memory. Bob Hope, a British-born American comedian and actor who appeared in vaudeville, on Broadway, and in radio, television, and movies. He was also noted for his work with the U.S. Armed Forces and his numerous USO shows entertaining American military personnel. The Bob Hope Show premiered 68 years ago. So many laughs, so much joy, and so much hope. And also on this day, back in 1950, another comedy series made its television premiere.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Gracie and I will be back again 2 weeks from tonight. We're a little late. So say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night.
Good night.
That's right. It's the Burns and Allen Show. The comedic husband and wife duo of George Burns and Gracie Allen, one of the most enduring acts in entertainment history, starred as themselves, in which Burns was the straight man and Allen was known for her ditziness. The show employed the technique of speaking directly to the camera. George Burns often commented on the plot, told jokes, or tried to make sense of Gracie Allen's actions and statements. The show was done live for the first two seasons and included vaudeville scenes at the end of each episode. George Burns and Gracie Allen were headliners in vaudeville in the 1920s and radio stars in the 30s and the 40s. Their situation comedy TV series was an immediate success and received Emmy Award nominations throughout its eight-year run.
Here's to my friends, it's surprising there's any. And here's to all the helping hands, it's amazing how many. And here's to all the love I've received through the years. Sometimes it's hard to hold back the tears. So here's to all the good times and some of the bad. Thanks for all the memories, some may be sad. And here's to all the people who helped me pull through. Here's to all my dear friends, I love you too. And looking back to where I've been in my lifetime, remembering all the many times when I needed someone to turn to. Oh, you've always been there, right when I needed you. I still do. So here's to all my friends, wherever they be. Thanks for all the precious time. All the others that I never knew. Here's to all my dear friends, I love you too.
I'm Father John, and we, my friends, are together in the Afterglow. That was George Burns with Here's to My Friends. True friendship multiplies the good in life and divides its evils. Strive to have friends, for life without friends is like life on a desert island. To find one real friend in a lifetime is good fortune. To keep him is a blessing. Well, don't stress out on me, because it's time, our time, to unwind and relax in the afterglow. As the story goes, a farm boy was so taciturn that his girlfriend, after 5 years of courtship, decided that he was never going to propose to her and that she would have to take the initiative. One day, when they were sitting alone in the garden, she said to him, "John, let's get married. Shall we get married, John?" A long silence followed. Finally, John said, "Yes." Another long silence. Finally, the girl said, "Say something, John. Why don't you say something?" "I'm afraid I've said too much already." Something to think about. That's called Grand Passion by John Tesh, and we're in the Afterglow, a time of prayer and meditation, with music, inspiration, and reflection, a time to relax, a time to listen. And by the way, thank you for joining me. I'm Father John. We do this every weekday evening from 7 to 8 as we unwind, relax, collect our thoughts, and put life into perspective with a better picture of the world. Now, the wisdom found in the book of Revelation promises, "Be faithful, even if you have to die, and I will give you the crown of life." Can you imagine a world with no death, only life? If you can, you can imagine heaven. For citizens of heaven wear the crown of life. We are not made of steel, we are made of dust. And this life is not crowned with life, it is crowned with death. The next life, however, is different. May your life not be a sterile one. Be useful. Leave a mark. Now turn on the light. You'll see better. Father, your love never ceases, never. Though we spurn you, ignore you, disobey you, you will not change. Our evil cannot diminish your love. Our goodness cannot increase it. Our faith does not earn it any more than our stupidity jeopardizes it. You don't love us less if we fail. You don't love us more if we succeed.
your love never ceases.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Tuesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. Oh, you Pharisees, you clean the outside of cup and plate, while inside yourselves you are filled with extortion and wickedness. Fools! Did not he who made the outside make the inside too? We all like to be well thought of. We like to show a face to the world that is pleasing and acceptable. Today we are such a divided society that what may be laudable in one part of the community may be taboo in another. Among some young people, it is not only acceptable to take drugs, but there is great pressure within the peer group to do so. Some people find it normal to get heavily drunk every Saturday night. Others find such behavior unacceptable. Some respect the marriage vows. Others would support the member of the British Parliament who said, "Adultery is no big deal." The Pharisees obeyed the law to the letter and expected to be admired by all. At least they lived in a community where everyone accepted the same law. Today, there seems to be no law that is universally respected. As one television producer boasted recently after making a film on incest, "We have killed the last taboo." These days, any kind of behavior may be admired only by a small group of people who think and behave the same. The Pharisees were wasting effort courting the admiration of the world. For us to do the same would be an even bigger waste of time. So we should do what we believe to be right, whatever people think. But it can be hard. We all want to be accepted in our places of work or recreation, in our schools or homes. We don't want to be treated as outsiders, even if we believe we are right. But in the end, we need the courage to be different. We cannot just keep up appearances. If people do not admire our way of life, if they think we are straight-laced or boring, well, that's too bad. We are at peace with God and ourselves.
At the start of the conversation, I didn't have too much to say. I was needing some inspiration, and just got in my way. Took a shot at an easy target. You were too stunned to say anything. You were the unsuspecting martyr. You were not the most dangerous game. Bring my courage back now. Bring it back to me. I'm tired of being afraid of what I can't change. Won't be living free. Well, it could be that I was mistaken. Maybe I deceived myself. But it's hard to understand somebody doesn't want to understand himself. There's an ocean of unlatched windows, world of unlocked homes. Only reason anybody can still feel safe is most people still knock on the door. Bring my courage back now, would you bring it back to me? I'm tired of being afraid of what I can't change.
road to Damascus. Some take the road to hell. I'll take Highway 1 to the evergreens, and everything will turn out well. Bring my courage back. Now would you bring it back to me? Tired of being afraid of what I can't change. Wanna be living free. I don't wanna be a prisoner, bound in these chains. Slave to my fear. Wanna be free again. I wanna be free again.